My guest at this time is Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson. He's a Republican representing the Buckeye State's 6th Congressional District. That's coal country. And the congressman is also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. He joins me today to react to this week's news that the nation's largest coal mining firm filed for bankruptcy, joining a number of others in the industry in recent years. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Greg. These are stressful times for the coal industry, to say the least.
Well, we're talking about Peabody Energy, based out of St. Louis, mm-hmm. but it's hardly the only one in this category that's filed for bankruptcy recently. There's Arch Coal, there's Alpha Natural Resources, Patriot Coal, Walter Energy, and perhaps others. So you follow this as closely as anyone on Capitol Hill. What's the state of the industry right now?
Well, like I just said, the industry is under severe stress. They're upside down in terms of the ability to meet their debt obligations, and that is largely the result of downward pressure from the Obama administration in regulations going both after the consumption of coal that's used to produce electricity and the production of coal, through regulations from agencies like the EPA, the Army Corps of Engineers, and, of course, one of the most egregious, some of the regulations coming out of the Office of the Interior's Office of Surface Mining and Reclamation. So it's an intersection of several very, very negative factors that's affecting the industry. And, it has been a tough slog to try and help this administration understand how critically important the coal industry is, and I just don't think they get it.
Do you think they want to get it?
No, I don't think they do. I don't think that that's in their DNA, and it's unfortunate because, you know, I traveled to Europe last year, Greg, and I'm sorry, May of last year, and met with many of our allies and their elected officials and energy leaders in their countries. And I was shocked to find out that in spite of having a European Union goal to reduce carbon emissions by 40% by the year 2030, they are moving to a higher mix of coal in their energy profile. And I asked them how they could justify that, and they said, "Congressman, we've just reached the point in Europe where our ratepayers, businesses, and residential customers are no longer willing to pay the exorbitant high prices for alternative energy forms like wind, solar, biofuels, hydropower, whatever that might be." So Europe has learned the lesson. They've learned it the hard way, and now they're having to retool their coal industry. Why do we want to have to do that here in America when we've already got a robust coal industry that's been providing our energy for generations, and we have enough resources to do it for generations more?
Congressman, I know in our previous conversations you've made the point that even if you were to take away coal and perhaps some of the other fossil fuels, that the renewable fuels that the Obama administration and its allies want to advance to replace them simply can't handle the load in terms of the amount of energy needed that coal and these other traditional sources have provided. Has that changed much in the last couple of years?
No, it has not. The technology has not gotten to the point yet where you can store up the sun's energy and then dribble it out to provide the base load. Nor can you do that with wind energy. You get energy from the sun and the wind when the sun is shining or the wind is blowing. Once either of those stop, then the energy source stops. So we've got a real major issue here with a lack of understanding by administration officials in agencies like the EPA and others that to provide the baseline energy, the baseline power necessary for our national energy grid, coal must remain a significant part of that profile. It's just common sense.
Congressman, this next question might be hard to quantify, but in reading some of the stories about Peabody in particular and just the decline of the coal industry overall, they say, a lot of these analysts, that there's multiple factors, and certainly Obama administration regulations are a major part, but they also say that fracking has hurt the coal industry and that the relative drop, and in some cases dramatic drop of energy, particularly natural gas, has played a role as well. So how do you put those in a pecking order of which one's done the most damage to the coal industry?
Well, I would say that the natural gas, the oil and natural gas, is a market factor, and I am all about letting the markets, our free enterprise market, drive solutions to our energy needs, rather than having Washington pick the winners and the losers. I will tell you that the demand for energy is going up, up, up. It is not coming down. And with America being the world's greatest economy, the world's largest economy, we're going to continue to need low-cost, affordable energy. So there is plenty of room in the mix for both coal and oil and gas. In fact, I would submit to you that the impact of natural gas and oil would not be nearly so significant if the coal industry were not having to also fend off the downward pressure of the regulatory burden and the pressure from the environmentalists that the Obama administration continues to advance. If they were able to compete on a level playing field and let the market drive the solution, I mean, you look at the number of jobs that are created. You look at the price point for coal-fired energy. Greg, it's pretty hard to compete with that. And I think we would learn how to use coal-fired energy much more cleanly. We want to do that. And I think the operators and the utility, those companies that create energy from coal want to do that. But it's pretty hard when all of your money is going towards survival.
Couple of questions left for you, Congressman, in our remaining time here. As I mentioned in the outset, your district is right in the middle of coal country. What's the impact, not only in your district, but throughout the coal industry on jobs with all these bankruptcies and these companies having to cut back? What kind of devastation has that had on employment?
Well, it's been a significant impact, negative impact, Greg. And if the Obama administration gets its way, with future regulations, new regulations that they're trying to put out, like the Office of Surface Mining and Reclamation's stream protection rule, that threatens thousands of more jobs. And you got to keep in mind that for every coal job in my state, it creates, depending on who you talk to, there's varying research that shows this. But anywhere from 5 to 7, upwards of 9 jobs are created for every coal-fired job. In other words, the infrastructure, the community involvement to support that coal industry creates a significant amount of jobs. So it is a big, big impact. And here's the other thing, Greg, that's a real concern. Many of these communities where these coal mines exist and where we're harvesting our natural resources, that is coal country, and those communities were built around those coal mines. It's not like they can just pick up and move somewhere else. Who's going to come in and buy their homes if they're rolling up the sidewalks in those communities because there are no jobs and no industries there? In many cases, you know, these coal mines are the only industry that they have there to employ their people. So, I mean, this has very devastating effects.
Congress could pass laws to roll back some of these regulations, but then they'd probably get vetoed by the president, and most likely it'd be tough to override those vetoes. So from your position, what can you and your colleagues do about this?
We have to keep the pressure on, Greg. Just because the president threatens to veto doesn't mean that he always will. We had that situation happen at the end of the year last year when we had language in the omnibus that would have defunded or prevented funding for implementation of the stream protection rule, and it was withdrawn over in the Senate by some of the Senate members of the conference committee because they thought that the president was going to veto the bill. I don't believe the president would have vetoed the bill because there were too many things in it that he liked. So we've got to continue to try and advance the cause and support for the coal industry in legislation that the president wants. He has to come to the table and meet us on common ground where the coal industry is concerned. And the only way to get him to do that is to do it with things that that he wants as well.
We'll be watching. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
All right. Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, sir. Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.